jibber jabber.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
People get too involved with everybody else's business. Yeah. Like, you know, not, even when that thing happened like a year ago with Siegfried and Eddie, whatever. The, the jugglers, yeah. With Roy.
The tiger attack.
Yeah, remember when that happened? Yeah, the tiger thing. You know, everybody walking around, oh, do you hear what happened to Roy? And I'm thinking, yeah, he got what was coming to him. If you want to dress up, no, seriously, think of this. If you want to dress up in a sparkle outfit, hit a tiger over the head with a whip every night of the week, sooner or later, it's bound to be a problem.
You might have a point. I think you have a point.
And let me tell you something.
I feel like nobody's been around for 10 years to speak the truth anymore.
But this is the thing. This is why people are hypocrites. Because anybody ever bought a ticket to Siegfried and Roy? When they're waiting online, you know what they're thinking? Maybe tonight's the night.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now let's go back to that donut place.
The Golden Donut.
And a young Rob Spiewak. And his three...
Oh, this is Krispy Kreme.
His three dopey friends. All of them bad beer breath.
Sloshed.
Watching the lady actually putting the jam into the jelly donuts.
And the employees so miserable with their very existence that they immediately request the police presence.
Rob and all of his ROTC buddies pump up the jam.
Having a great time thinking that's the funniest thing in the world.
Oh, hold on. Reset.
They believe in God, and he believes in them. Don and Mike.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping round the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on his way. I love you.
Very nice. Didn't take long, did it?
He went out right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how we doing, fellas?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, so who do you think is actually going to get kicked out of American Idol tonight, the stripper or country twanger?
Country girl's going to go.
Country singer, no doubt. No doubt.
I'm putting money on it. I love you.
Thank you.
It's working.
Who do you think, Bobo?
I think it's definitely going to be David Hernandez.
The stripper boy?
Yeah, because you know what? There's a big country contingent that watches that show.
No, but that won't save her. That will not save her.
Country contingent. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, am I on the air?
Why does it matter?
No, you weren't.
Bye!
Don't worry, I hope you liked it. Here's another reason that I'm... Maybe it's Fox in general.
Uh-huh.
I like the Fox Network. I like the way they do stuff. I don't like it when they whore stuff that they don't have to whore, like the Horton Hears a Who.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I mentioned during NASCAR, in the middle of Sunday, for no reason during the race, the logo just hops across the screen.
Right. Sure.
They do this for all the stuff. Mm-hmm. Tonight on American Idol, Jim Carrey will appear to promote Horton Hears a Who, and he'll be dressed as an elephant.
Oh, that should be exciting.
Call the kids.
Hey, and don't we find out tonight who the mentors are going to be, as they call them?
Oh, yeah.
The mentors are going to. Who are the mentors going to be?
Yeah, I might. You know what? I was going to watch it anyway, but that definitely will pique my interest to see if they have good mentors or loser mentors.
Hope they bring back Tony Bennett.
I hope they bring back Neil Sedaka.
I want Tony Bennett. He was ill last year.
Herpes. I bet they get someone like Jewel. Jewel is trying to reinvent herself now as a country singer.
Right.
Old Snaggletooth is trying to come back.
Right. You may have a country performer. That happens occasionally.
But if they did Jewel, they'd have to have like 8 Jewel records they could choose from.
Well, no, but I mean, she's changed her style, though. I mean, I'm just spitballing, throwing out
who
names.
Who might it be?
I mean, who could it
be? Here's one. Christopher Cross.
How about Boys to Men?
They're available.
You know, they have, really, it is a finite category when you're talking about music superstars that can sustain an entire evening.
Hello, Rupert Holmes. Do you like pina coladas?
Hey, here we go. Tom Waits. The piano has been drinking. Tom Waits. Is Leon Redbone dead?
No,
he's still around.
Jim Stafford.
That's better.
My Girl Bill. Wildwood Weed.
While we're on the same subject, Ray Stevens.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mike, Good Tarzan, Ahab the Arab.
Come on, Ethel.
A lot of hits.
The streak. Wouldn't that be great if those were the mentors?
Oh, I'd love it.
And Minnie Pearl Girl, your mentor is the great Ray Stevens.
Yes, sirree, Ethel. I like the way you danced. I love you, darling.
The mentors.
And for you, Daniel Hernandez, Men Without Hats.
Safety dance. Safety dance.
And you for the rocker chick, say hello to Devo.
Chiquese, we'd like to introduce you to your mentor for this season, Taco. Here he comes. Yes, putting on the Ritz. Well, we'll find out tonight. I still like the show. I know you didn't like it as much as I did last night.
Hello, Don, on my show. I'm souring on that, baby. Hello.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah. Yep.
Is it a nice day out, or is it you?
What a nice thing to say. What a very nice thing to say. I really, what a lovely thing. That's something you could use that in the daytime at a bar.
Yeah.
God. Is this a gorgeous day, or is it just you? What a great pickup line.
You're not getting in our pants with that.
I'm writing that down.
And you didn't even say you loved us.
He doesn't have to with Doc like
Don
that.
And Mike show. Hello.
This is Ernest Borgnine, and yuck, I never listened to
Bye!
That.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I mean, we've got a tape that says that. If we want to hear that, we've got it on tape. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing today, fellas?
Well, you know, I was thinking when we got that
looking
last
for
call,
love.
And I don't mean to interrupt you, sir, but the thing is, the art of saying things to women in bars, I think, is becoming a lost art with all of the internet services that are available for people to hook up and meet with all that stuff. And, you know, a line like that, is it a beautiful day or is it just you?
Absolutely.
You'll never hear that. You don't hear that anymore because people don't bother with that.
Do you encourage you don't
have to use your imagination anymore.
Right. What would you say, Rob?
I was wondering if Mike encourages people to go to bars more often.
Of course I do. But
Hank's
just
look around cafe.
You don't. You just don't. The art of the pickup line. I think it's non-existent.
I like that line.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Anything else you want to say to us?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, if you want to do an Obama imitation, all you got to do is take Joe Clark from Stand By Me and just tone it down a little bit, and you got him. Oh, perfect.
Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to say to us?
Yeah. Hey, could I do a spoken word?
No, but before we hang up, anything else you'd like to say to us?
Yeah, you have to go now. What are you going to say to us?
Yes, here we go. Ken Stevens, you cheap SOB.
No.
Wrong, no.
10 years of great ratings deserve some repayment.
Okay, come on, get out of here, please. Where is the love?
We're right there.
As Donny Hathaway saying.
That means they can hardly read.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know me. Really, if I get a suggestion, I practice it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right, sorry. I would like to speak with Don and Mike. I can make a great Stevie Wonder impersonation.
He can make a great Stevie Wonder impersonation.
Well, go ahead. Make one for
us. Yes, sir.
All right. Go ahead. Do it. We're here. Go ahead. Make it for us.
All right. Barack Obama. I love you.
See, now, how can you get mad at him?
Oh, we can.
Trust me, Buzz. Give us a couple of seconds. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey. Wanted to give you a couple of hints. Just a hint, really, for what you can take for your leg.
A hint? Oh, I love a hint. Sure. Yeah,
take for your leg sounds like something you ingest.
What would I take?
A couple of durs. You know, they were taking those way back. Remember Creedence Clearwater? Dur, looking out my back door.
Okay. We're going to let you go now.
Thank you.
A joke too far.
Anything you want to say to us?
No.
Oh, you blew it.
I love you.
Oh.
Sentimental reasons.
You dish. That'll help your leg.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Chris Berman. Hello.
Don and Mike, mentor possibility, Arch Campbell.
Wouldn't that be special?
Sure would.
Only if they still had that half a fag on the show. Oh, hey, I'll be your mentor. We're going to cruise together, Rosie Cruz.
You know, you don't see enough fedoras nowadays. You really don't.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi
how
there.
You guys doing?
Hi there. Thank you very much.
I
I feel the same way about you that you do, Don, about American Idol. I got a way to get around it. I watched the last 5 minutes last night, got to see all the wrap-up, and the top three performers were the tattoo gal, the rocker guy. And
bye!
You're just kind of giving us your opinion there. Yeah, I could do that. Sure, I could, but I choose at this point to watch it.
Are you watching it live or with TiVo?
Last night was live.
Well, see, that's the problem.
I have
to use the TiVo.
I had other stuff going on last night, though, and did that thing. We watch a little bit, then we pause it. We get something to eat. You come back, you catch up, you pause it, you catch up.
I don't know how you can stand watching it live.
Mike, it's the excitement. It's our brand new set.
Ryan Seacrest with Super Hyper Energy.
I am Ryan Seacrest, and they have told me to pump this up like I was a top 40 DJ, and I want to tell you something tonight. It's American Idol.
Yeah, we were talking during the break, and we think that he got some stage directions before the show last night because he was a different Ryan Seacrest last night. He was a hyper-energized Ryan
Seacrest.
He was
like a poodle on crank last night.
He really was.
He was so hyperactive, jumping up and down.
Running around Chiquese when he sang the song.
Can you imagine what his hand smelled like after he's Buzz Chiquise?
Yes,
is a large black man who sweats a lot.
Okay. Right,
and when he got done with his performance,
Ryan was so enthralled
that he started rubbing his hands over this cat's head.
Yes,
and
then he wiped his hands on his legs,
his pants, yeah.
and he was dancing. I mean, really doing some sort of mating dance with Chiquise.
Well, now we know his taste.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Get that peanut butter. Get that peanut butter. Get that peanut butter. Get that peanut butter.
We love you. Hi, Don and Mike Show. How the heck are you? Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods. Grand Bay Tool set up during the break last week.
What was that?
Come again?
I'm the Granite Bay Tool you set up during the break last week.
The Granite Break Tool.
You're going to have to give us more information.
I can't say it online.
Hold on. Buzz is going to explain. Wait.
Late last week, during a commercial break toward the end of the show, you answered the phone for a guy from Great Bay or wherever he says he's calling from. It's Northern California. It's the rich part of Northern California. And you were giving him a hard time. And I think it spilled over on the air. He called back, actually, later on.
Oh, this is the guy that we were cussing at.
Yes, right.
Off the air.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It was fun.
He's back.
Hey, you guys are still the best. Mike.
Hey, Joe. Joe Ardinger. Come in, Joe.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Are you with us, Joe?
Yes.
Block out this guy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Now keep laughing. Having a good time. Keep trying to call from that same phone. We've just blocked you with our software. This was a guy that we were playfully talking with during our commercial set. Right.
Yeah, we were being incredibly foul.
I mean, we were just saying the worst possible things to this guy, and no matter what we said, he would just keep saying, ha, you guys are the greatest.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he loved it, and we just kept it coming. We loved every minute of it.
He feels special now.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys. Love you.
Oh, not right up front, please. We like the love at the end.
Oh, sorry. Mike, I have a question. I'm going to be flying soon, and I hate to fly.
Right.
Can you tell me what your brand of earplugs that you got?
I got them when I flew on the red eye back from Las Vegas. And so they came in a little packet. But, I mean, I just think earplugs, any kind of earplugs, that helped me because you don't hear any sound at all. And, something horrible is happening, something catastrophic, you're not even going to know about it. And I think that works very well. That and, 6 to 8 vodka tonics, I think you'll be fine.
And some do.
Love you guys.
It's Tylenol.
You did that right.
Aspirin with a little codeine.
We love you, too.
Buzz?
Yes.
You know all about pills.
Some.
Had you heard about the guy who plays a house? Hugh Laurie.
Oh, yes.
That when he first got the job to be House, he had experimented with Vike.
Really?
Because
he's
life.
Playing a guy who's addicted to Vicodin, so I guess he sampled it,
yeah,
right?
He's in Radio Times, which is a British magazine I've got, he says, I would not recommend it, but I did it, and I did it for a long time, and I can see why people get addicted to it.
Yeah.
And then you got this. People in Britain now have turned their back on him. He says the door is slammed behind him, and that's it. The British people think he has sold out because he's the star of House.
Wow.
Now, he says, wait a minute. Everybody in America loves Simon Cowell. Uh-huh. What's the deal?
Oh, double standard.
And the deal is the people in Britain don't like Hugh Laurie because he does an American accent.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great, very unique dynamic. That is, well, I know he's a classically trained actor, and I know he's done a lot of the Jane Austen movies. I've seen him in some of those.
And doesn't he also say that he doesn't like his own American accent?
No, but apparently, I mean, and you got to go find this thing. It's Radio Times. It's a, it's a BBC thing.
Right.
When you get past the part, he says, people accepted me as Stuart Little.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People accepted me with the American accent because House has become such a mega hit.
Yeah, worldwide.
Now, when he go back, when he goes back to Britain, people are like, boo, you suck.
Is it because it's a TV series? Because it's somehow beneath him to do the TV series?
Not at all. It's because he's a British actor with an American accent. As that's what he says.
Well, I'm trying to think of the British actors that have done feature films. I don't know if Colin Farrell counts. He's an Irish actor. But he does a great American accent, too. I've always been amazed at these Brits that do the American accent.
Me, too.
And do them completely seamlessly. I mean, you can't even tell.
I think it's funny.
But I think really most classically trained, not even classically trained, most American actors can usually throw together, outside of Kevin Costner, a decent dialect when they're doing a British dialect.
What you do like is Robin Hood.
Hello. Hello, here I am.
What about Joe?
Yeah, just ask Joe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey Joe, what's the name of Buck? Buck the
Buck is British character.
Where's Buck at, Joe?
He's right here, Don.
How are things going back in the phone room today?
Just fine.
Oh God.
Oh, God, I'm...
How you feeling today?
Great, peachy.
Have you recovered from all your illnesses, Buck?
Right.
Wasn't Buck a lobster?
Originally, yes. Yeah.
Buck was his English lobster.
The lobster Buck.
And he had a moniker.
Joe did, not the lobster. Right?
We couldn't get it to stay in the lobster.
We got a break. Joe?
Yes, Don.
Never mind.
you were asking for more.
One more call. I just want some more of that. He didn't want to give it today.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Come on, what's happening? What can we do for you? What can we do for you?
There was this real important reason I called for. It was because I called to say I love you.
No, okay. See, you had no reason to call.
Love you.
No.
Joe has just typed on the screen that you are drunk.
Long time.
Are you drunk?
A little bit.
What are you enjoying today?
Yeah, what did I drink today?
Yeah, what beverage?
Vodka.
What brand?
Kayaka.
Ah.
What is that, like kerosene?
Kayaka?
Turn the bottle upside down.
Kayaka, the vodka of Alaska.
The vodka that comes in a paper cart.
Kayaka.
You turn it upside down and reads paint thinner.
Okay.
All right, thank you for the call. Oh, we're going to end it now, so we're saying goodbye to you.
Love you a long time.
No.
No,
you don't modify
kind of
a great
sloppy,
original.
Really.
Well, he was drunk.
I love you.
There.
Thank you. Be assertive with that.
I wanted the sincerity.
One more time, please.
Hey, you want to hear it in Russian?
Sure.
Russian. Yali putibya.
It's great. You know, he had all the elements with the phone dropping out, drunk, still not drunk enough yet, sir.
One more time in English.
I love you.
Oh, that's an awful phone.
Yeah, the phone dropped out, but he did say I love you.
We think.
And it means something to me.
It means something to all of us.
That's how much it meant to me.
Elliot Spitzer with my friend. Top of my head's going to explode. Jim Cramer, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.